Thank you, Lord, for this amazing journey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit. You're with us. You abideth in us. You abideth with us. You abideth as our teacher, our counselor, our helper. You show us how to move through jurisdictional boundaries. You teach us. We're aware that you're with us, and that we're not alone. Today, as we move up into the kingdom of God, we're not alone. You are our escort. You're my helper. And I ask for help today. Help for all of us. Grace. As we come before the living doorway. The door to the temple of the living God. The living pillar of glory stands at this doorway. We come up the steps today, through the pillars, into the pavilion of grace. You hide us away as we move through this door. You hide us in the secret place of your tabernacle. You hide me away in the pavilion of your grace, the pavilion of rest. Already I feel your peace, your grace, your atmosphere surrounding me. Step in to the pavilion. I step in to the grace. We come boldly to the throne of grace. The throne of rest. We present our spirit, soul and body to you. We present to the two-edged sword that is in your hand, dividing asunder spirit, soul, joint, marrow. We present this body as a living sacrifice. The winnowing fork is in your hand for the separation of the flesh, for the separation of heaviness, for the separation of weariness, for the separation of the fallen desires of flesh. The winnowing fork is in your hand, Lord. Separate these passions. Separate this chaff from the wheat. Separate the chaff as we take off the old man. Like a garment, like a coat, we take it off. We present this chaff to be crucified with you, buried with you in baptism, planted together in the likeness of your death. The old man is dead. The old man is crucified. The soul we present to you. The old man of the soul. The distractions. The lust of the mind. the thoughts, the unsanctified system of thought, the emotion, the unsanctified emotions. We present them all to the winnowing fork that is in your hand for the cutting away of the flesh, for the separation of the chaff, the separation of the old wineskin, the separation of the old thoughts and the systems thereof, even the separation of last year. We forget this day all those things that are behind us. We take off regret. We take off unforgiveness. We take off oppression. We take off judgment and criticism. We take it all off today. Separate it. Hear from us. Separate it. Crucify the old man. Bury him. We present the new man to you. We ask today for the spirit of wisdom and revelation, a knowledge and understanding of Christ in us. We ask for the eyes of our hearts, the eye of faith, to be flooded with light. Awake, thou that sleepest, Christ will give you light. We awaken to your light that followeth you, will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Clothe us in light. Clothe us. Rest. Clothe us in light. We present the eye of our heart to be circumcised, Lord, from distraction, circumcised from darkness, circumcised. Flood the eyes of our heart with light. In you we live, and in you we move, and in you we have our being. Not outside of you, in. We're aware that you're a strong tower, Lord, that you surroundeth us. We're aware that you're an exceeding great and precious shield that's now surrounding us. We're aware that you're a fortress surrounding us in light, an atmosphere of light, a shield of light that surrounds us. You encompasseth us with glory. You encompasseth us with grace. We come to obtain grace today. We come to receive your grace. To receive your mercy. Receive your light. The light of life. Receive you, Lord, to be found in you, not having our own righteousness. Clothe us in a white robe today, a white glowing robe of righteousness. clothe us as we take off the old man and his works. We receive freely your righteousness. We receive freely the robe of pure white, a robe of white, white as snow, a robe of light, a robe of white, all guilt, all shame, all condemnation lifting, all darkness lifting. As you wash our consciences in the blood of Jesus, you wash us as white as snow. We wear your robe now, as it's surrounding us to be found in you. Not ourselves, we're found in you. Not having our own righteousness, we're found in your grace. Not having our own works. We're found in your perfect peace. We're found in the shield of your protection. You encompasseth us. You roll us up like a blanket of glory, rolling us up in that blanket, in a cocoon of your glory, and a cocoon of your rest, and a cocoon of your righteousness. Oh, Father, grant us today, in this brand new year, according to the insurmountable riches and glory, to be strengthened with all creative dunamis power, administrated by your Holy Spirit into our inner man. Flood us with dunamis. Fill us with precious dunamis, the oil of our lampstand. Christ may dwell in us. Christ may abide in us. Christ may have the ascendancy in us. It is not I that liveth anymore. It is Christ that liveth. It is not I that ascendeth the mountain, but Christ in me. Take residence. Have your way. Be enthroned. My heart, Lord, be enthroned in righteousness, be enthroned in grace, be enthroned as we receive your light, as we receive the dunamis, as we receive the oil for our lamp to burn bright. We receive the light of life, the pure life. So we move into the garden. You are our shepherd, Lord. We shall not want today. All of our need, all of our desire, all of our emptiness shall be fully satisfied. So you lead us to the green pasture, overlaid in the glory. You lead us to the tree of life. You are this tree. We lay down today this tree glowing in the glory of God, where the leaves of this tree are for our healing. We hold these leaves, these green leaves that were laid in the white glory. We hold these leaves into our heart. The healing of our soul, the healing of our body, the healing of our mind, the healing of our flesh. Let this life this healing release into our body, into our immune system, into our central nervous system, into our digestive system, into the cellular level of our body. We receive healing. Hold life that's coming from your tree. We receive wholeness of our soul. We receive wholeness as we lay down in this green pasture today. We let go of all control. We let go in the surrender of our soul. We let everything go now. Perfect submission and perfect rest and perfect grace and perfect. Some of you will feel that lifting off of you right now. Burdens are lifting. You'll feel yokes lifting right off of you right now. Higher, the deeper you move, those things cannot stay. You feel enough as a soul, a veil that's being rent off somebody. The freedom and the liberty. We focus upon you, Lord. We acknowledge you. We're aware that we're dwelling with you. Where you are, there shall we be also. Dwelling in the midst of the tree of life, with the 12 manner of fruits being administered to us. The fruits that I know of, I receive of the life. As the Father had life in himself, he gave you to have the life, and you administrate life to us. Pure, unadulterated life. Clothing me in life, clothing me in light, clothing me in pure grace, pure grace, pure grace, clothing me, pure peace, filling me with joy. Flooding my heart with wisdom, counsel, light that is from above. My spirit cleaves to you. My spirit embraces you. I embrace the life of this tree. I embrace the grace, the freedom, the liberty, the wholeness, the healing, the fullness, the pleasures of this tree. I'm lost in this tree. I'm lost in you, Lord. In your light that's emanating from this tree. In your love that's emanating from this tree. In your glory that's emanating from this tree, in your freedom and liberty, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I'm lost in you. I am in you. I am found dwelling in liberty, dwelling in light, dwelling in the light of life. The pasture you promised. My spirit filling me up, filling my desire, flooding the emptiness with light, flooding the emptiness with life. This is eternal life. To know you, to dwell with you, to abide. This is life. to abide in you. We've kept your words because we've kept you. Because we're found in you. We should not let go. Even deeper still, further still, I've come to love this tree, Lord. I've come to love the life in it. It's in my body. It's in my countenance. It makes me strong. It reneweth my youth. It gives me strength. It gives me might. It fills the weaknesses up. It floods the empty places. It makes me whole within and without. It floods every part of me, every cell in my body, being charged with resurrection life. The organs in my body being charged, overshadowed with resurrection life. My emotions being settled into the life. My mind being overshadowed in grace, light, life, the emanating life of the tree, the eternal life. It never stops. Continuous life, continuous grace, continuous peace. The continuous love, the continuous glory that I'm overshadowed in you. But you love me, Lord. I am liberated in your love. I'm liberated in you. My heart is liberated. My soul is liberated. Even my body is liberated. My emotions are liberated. Oh, the eternal life. The emanating light. The emanating life. Flood me again. Infuse me again. Fill me up again. Fill us up. Prepare us for the commissioning of this house. For the apostolic commissioning. Prepare us in light, in life, and in the grace. Oh, the grace. This precious gift you gave us along our journey. The pure grace of the lily. We come into the garden of the lily. There's no place like this. The absolution of stillness. The perfection of peace. The place where there is no toil. No labor, no spinning. A place where I can completely let go. A place where I don't have to be in control anymore. I can exist in a pure state of receiving. A place you clothe me in this rest. Catch us up in the lily, Father. Catch us all away in this pure, unadulterated grace. This place is so perfect to receive. With no hindrance, no walls. Just receiving of the light that you giveth. In a place of stillness, for it is not of our might, for it's not of our power, for it is by your Spirit. The place of the lily, I lay down in this garden, in perfect rest. Clothe me in a glory that's greater than Solomon's. Clothe me in the glory. Of your own self, Lord. The perfect lily. The Father's lily. The fragrance of grace. The fragrance. Carry any burden here. The lily bears no burden, standeth resolute, receiving the pure grace. All my burden lifting, the toil of the world lifting, the drivenness of the world lifting, the anxiety of the world lifting, the pressures of the world lifting. The tension, the worrisomeness of the world lifting. The systems, works lifting. He that entereth into this rest ceases from all toil, internal striving, external toil. We cease. We sit. We receive. We partake of the light of the gray. Oh, the pure gray. The pure light. Oh. Feeling some of your freedom right now. Some of your burdens have lifted. There is no burdens that can stay in this garden. Your heart should just be feeling free. Weightless. But just the freedom of having no weight upon you. Having no worry. Having no fear. Having no striving or tension. The freedom and liberty of this pure gray, of this pure rest. Crown us today with the crown of the lily. Crown our mind in pure grace, in pure rest. Oh, the depths of it. It should be moving into your body right now. You should be feeling the great stillness of heaven. The robe made of pure lilies. I put it on. I put on this grace. I wear this grace. I wear it in my body, I wear it in my soul, I wear it in my mind, I wear it in my spirit, in my countenance, in my heart. There is no toil, Father. There is no more toil, Lord. There is no more toil. It's pure rest. The stillness of God. To be still and know. Where no flesh glorieth. The place. Perfection. the beauty. Oh, Father, I needed this. How we need thee, Lord. How we need all of these realms, all of these graces, and our ascent to the Father. How we need. Show us the Father. Show this house the Father in a new way this year. Reveal the Father. Bring us to where you are in the Father. In the oneness. In the glory. In the beauty of perfect love. To the amazing love. Remove the veils. Remove the distractions. Restore us to our rightful place. Reconcile us, Lord, unto the Father of lights. Our true place. Dwelling in the Father, where you are. Dwelling in love. Oh, Father, clothe this place. Oh, Father, clothe us. Oh, Father, remove the orphan spirit from this house completely. As we abandon our hearts to you, we're not alone. I'm so not alone here. I don't have to do it either. I don't have those pressures anymore. I don't have those ambitions anymore. I don't have to do anything but to dwell. I don't have to do anything but abide. Just to be. I'm a son in your house, Father. I exist as a son. A bona fide son adopted into pure royalty. Love. Of you, Father, upheld by you, hold us up now, uphold us in the high places, Father, and let us not go, uphold us, let us not go, uphold my heart, the depths of your love. Uphold my spirit in the vastness of your light. Open mine eyes to see, Father. Flood my heart with love. Let it be shed abroad deep, wide. Reaches into the cells of my body, into the depths of my spirit. I dwell in the depths of great, great love. I'm surrounded by you, Father. I am not alone. Never again do I have to be alone. We are not alone. Even in this journey, the voices of unbelief speak, we're not alone. You're with us. We rise above the criticisms. We rise above the judgments. We rise above the voices of the world to be caught up in you, the pure fountain of grace. Father, today, this year, grant us great, great grace, love, grace, light, fullness. Set a course for our heart, set a compass that we shall not part, that our feet and our path be bathed in oil. Make a straight path for us, Father. Raise a shield around about us that we be not distracted, that we be not lured and pulled into fruitless endeavor. Keep us fixed. Keep us whole. Keep us as we move toward the day of our commissioning through the doorway of the dispensation of the crown. Oh, this glorious door. This amazing door. Our future, the birthing of 100,000 kings, our commissioning, the fulfillment of this constitution, Father, the crowning and commissioning of our apostolic office, the corporate eyewitness being established into this house. We will see him whom our soul loveth. We will move to the highest testimony given to man, to see you in your resurrection, Lord, and to bear the witness of it. The true apostolic this is our season, our time, Father. Prepare us for our crown. Prepare us for our commissioning. Prepare us in grace, and blessed are those that stand at this door, watching. Blessed are those that wait at the doorpost of this door. Blessed are our ears that will hear the voice, the sound of a trumpet calling us through, calling us into our God-ordained inheritance. Blessed are mine ears. Blessed are our eyes that will see you, Lord, that will behold you face to face. Blessed are we. Blessed are we, Father. Clothe us in the grace of this day, because there's no day like this one. Stand in front of this door again, watching and waiting. Blessed is this house. Blessed are the intercessors of this house. Father, multiply your light, your grace upon us. Father, multiply us. For this house will greatly multiply in this year. The nations will open to this place. All that is in us will come out. Amen.